just in general terms, first of all, Mr. Malloy, with regard to the flag events of the last couple of days in Macrofeld, it's been very, very busy. What's your comment on what's been happening there in the last couple of days?
Well, I think it's very unfortunate that this was to happen again, because the area had been cleared. This was shared space, and proposals and plans were there for to try and upgrade it and to make it a pleasant place for everyone. And this putting up of the flagpole just altered that again and has led to a very tense situation. Well, the situation was that the town was being upgraded. The public realm scheme was in place, and it wasn't just about the flagpole, it was about the roundabout, about the environment around it. The change has to happen. This was an unofficial flagpole from the very start, and the has two sides of the coin here, and the public have to be respected as well. This it was flying all the time, and it was an annoyance to most people. And in this situation here, there was an alternative. A new scheme was in place, and a way of actually alleviating the problem, removing the flag and flagpole, and getting on to a new environment which shared space for everyone.
What would you have to say about the police's role, who were onlookers at the re-erection of the flag and onlookers again when it was chopped down?
Well, I think that they were very much in the wrong at standing by and allowing the flag to be erected again. They knew what the proposals were there, and they knew what the council's role had been. It was also approved by the Assembly and by the committees involved there. So there's no reason why the police shouldn't have cleared the area and stopped that happening. I think it's very wrong for them to stand by and seem like an approval for it, and maybe even an approval for it from the local police. I think it involves them into it unnecessarily.
And I suppose by implication, wrong again in witnessing it, chopping of it down. That should have been done by due process, should it not?
Well, I think the protection of the workmen for doing it was a very important part of it. That particular stage, it had been what I would term an illegal act in the first place, and I think it was important that they were there to make sure that it was done smoothly and that the workmen were protected and that there was no danger to anyone, and to get it removed and to move on to the new situation. And I think, you know, unionist leadership needs to speak up and actually take a lead in this and start to give some leadership on this particular issue. They haven't done so in the past, and both in the council and other leadership within unionism needs to now speak up and tell their supporters to step back and allow this to be developed in the normal way that a town centre is.
And how do we quell, finally, the loyalist and Republican activists who seem to be able to come out at a moment's notice and do opposing acts?
Well, I think what you need is to make sure that the in respect for what actually has happened, what the proposals were, this was consulted on. It was through council. It went through all the due process, and they had achieved a measure of success in creating a new town centre. I think that needs to be respected and allowed to develop.
Francie, appreciate your thoughts. Good to talk to you again.